Shir Mem Dalad in Nida Yordea Zayin Av Hetav Shemem Beis, July 27, 1982,
on Tuesday. So that's a Gemara in Shavuos. So it's a Mishnah in Shavuos. Kaiser the Asse Neil Zipon Rablo Goretz, we share the Lundisha, as Yom Say, where appears the Evermates. We more pachat the Retes or Adir or Shabol Yod. We is Mehola, Rakis Mehal Rablo Yod. In other words, that we shouldn't be paying the Evermakushi. We is Mehal Rablo Yod of Shalayan Menem. The Imperish Menu be Kishu, be Shake, Shalayodash also with his Menu. Shalayodash also with his Menu. So, in other words, the halacha means that if she steals a nido at the time of the tashmish, so then the amchuyos to the peiros is beivames. If the peiros is beivamikushe, so the prishe itself is a ma'aseh din. But suppose he didn't know that din. He was a imamuta. So he's a shegei, but nisame memyei ve'nitzrichim liyis ritzufi. Rakon Shavua, Shnei Yom, Kinshene V'Chamish. Kinshene V'Chamish. I mean, this is the Chuvas HaMishko, as it is called. The Rabbi Ezra Gamayzer, the Keach, discusses all these things. I mean, so, the strange thing about it is, I mean, what's the purpose of the Chuvas HaMishko? That Rabbi Ezra Gamayzer discusses for certain areas. Because Chayavikores who is asbestin, so Tshuva is not mechaper, and even in Kippur is not mechaper. In order to have a kaporet mure, there must be Nisur. So, but, so in order to avoid Nisurim, so then his misane is certain number of tamiris, so that's in lieu of Nisur. That's in lieu of Nisur. And Yemin Shal Tshuva, so he says something else. There is another way to overcome Yisur. One is, let's say, tiniest, but I'm not going to mention tiniest that Rabbi Elazar Gamayzer mentions. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention the union of tiniest, but he mentions something else. In other words, there are certain things that are making against Yisur, like Zdokeh, Yus Chasov. So that is making against Yisur. So if a person was able, and Nisa Kors, so Mele, he cannot have Kaporet Mure unless he has Yisuri, so he can affect Kaporet Mure even without Yisuri, by indulging in those mitzvahs that are making Kinegis Yisuri. What mitzvahs are making Kinegis Yisuri? Zdokin Yunus Chasodi. So Mele, so instead of Chuvas HaMishko, of fasting a number of taniyas, and anyway, all the Chachmim Yisrael, after Rabbi Elazar ben Gamayzer, say that this Chuvas HaMishko is not for today's generation. For today's generation, for two reasons. First of all, today's generation is not in that madrege, you know, to undergo Chuvas HaMishko. I mean, the Bali Tshuva of today is not the Bali Tshuva of years ago. So Mele, they're not in the Madrige to undergo a Chuvas HaMishko. And then, because Lech Rishu Hagufi, in other words, one has to be very careful not to fast too many Talmidim, because it might be detrimental to his health. So in the Divis of the Shein, they have a much stronger organism. So when Rabbi Elazar ben Gamayzer mentions Taniyes, he only mentions that in connection with the people who are immune against any harm that might be caused by fast. So, but today, it's Nechlishu Adeiros on a physical level. So Mele, no one should dare resort to Chuvas HaMishko today. But let's say, vis-à-vis someone who is in the Madrige to undergo Chilesanchi, and who is strong enough to be Sane in number of Kaniyas, so that is mentioned. That's why the Ramo mentions it. It's all based upon the Blessed Gamayis. The Mordechai also mentions this, but the Mordechai also, the source of Chilas HaMishpu is Reb Blessed Gamayis. So he says, but the strange thing about this Ramo is, when is Chilas HaMishpu mentioned? Chilas HaMishpu is mentioned in connection with someone who was in the Ramo for which is Chayav Kores. Is Chayav Kores. So the halacha is that Chayav Kores is best without Chayav Kores. So Chuvah Mikitar is not Mechatur Kapor Gmur. Only if he has Yisurim, so in order to bypass Yisurim, so if he undergoes Chuvah Samishko in number of Taniyeh, so that will be in lieu of Yisurim. But when is the chorus? If somebody is in there at a certain Averes, the amazing. But here, he was shaking. He didn't know the Gemara in Shavuos that Hamoelei b'tziyosei moide b'yosei, that Prishe b'eiva mikushe, he constitutes a ma'ase bir. So he didn't know, so he immediately was deranged. So he tried to do the best that in his ignorant mind he was able to do. He didn't know the halacha. So there is no, when we say that Chayav Kores is his best, so Tshuva and Kippur is not mechaper only if it's amazing, but not if it's shady. So there is one big chiddush in this Ramah. There is one big chiddush in this Ramah. Now the Ramah doesn't say it. How is it that the Ramah doesn't say it, let's say in Hilchos Shabbos? Now here it's in Sakharis. Phil Shabbos is certainly in Sakharis. It's in Sashira also. Not only in Sakharis. The Ramot doesn't mention Hilchos Shabbos that if somebody, let's say, was Michal Shabbos Mishavik, he was Michal Shabbos Mishavik, he forgot it was Shabbos, he thought it was Sunday, it was Friday. That's the reason I mention it, I emphasize, he forgot it was Shabbos. Because sometimes a person, you know, walks into a dark room, turns on the light. And he's not even mischav on Shabbos. He's not even mischav to turn on the light. But by habit, every time he goes into, let's say, a dark room, so immediately turns on the light. So maybe it might happen to many a person. On Shabbos, he walks into the dark room, so he also turns on the light. That's not even shady. Shady means he was mischaving to do the meloche, but he didn't know that it is osea, or he didn't know the moment, he forgot it was Shabbos. But here, it usually happens absent-mindedly, he doesn't even intend to turn on the light. It's by force of habit. Every time a person goes into a dark room, he turns on the light. He doesn't even think, so by force of habit, so it's not in Lech Machsheves. That is not in a shegek. He doesn't require it upon. But, so I mentioned, type of shegek. If a person is mishaved to do a certain halacha, but he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he thought it was Sunday, it was Friday. The Ramot doesn't mention that he has to be misame a number of years. The Rambo mentioned it here in regard to someone who was Boal Anido because he didn't know that it's Osa. Didn't know it's Osa. So apparently from this Rambo we see now, the Gemara says that Gemara in Makkah says that the Bineach is Chayav Mitzvah on Zayin Mitzvahs. Suppose someone killed a human being and he wanted to kill, but he said he didn't know that it's also to kill. So in the mutter is higher his to machlik is a bayin brother, but we pass for a brother. That in the mutter is higher his and the Rambam also passes in his lochem that the Bneach, if he's in the mutter, so he's higher his. He say, why? Because in the mutter is a shaky call of the reasons. Because hoyo will be the law, as it is, you know, in English we say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's what it means. One cannot, excuse me, please let me explain. It means don't interrupt me in the middle. In the middle of a sentence, don't interrupt me. No one will gain from it. Everyone will lose. Okay. It's all right. You can ask the questions after the Shia. You don't have to interrupt me for every question that occurs to your mind. We are behind in the Gemara. And if I'll be interrupted every time I say something, before I might finish it, I'll never be able to come to the point. It's not so important, that question. If it is an important question to you, so then you can wait with that question till after the shift. So in other words, you say call me. But so the Neach is higher, we say only Ashei called the Mezit. But if he's not, if he's a real Shege, so he's not higher, we say. Now, in respect of Itziche, we find three kinds of thoughts. We find Shege called the Mezit, we find Shege, we find Shege called the Mezit. So, Eritzeach is higher, both. What kind of Ritziach is higher goles if he's not a Shevi Kovalevitz? But a regular Shevi. But if he's a Shevi Kovalevitz, then he's not higher goles. And a Shevi Kovalevitz, if the Giladam kills him, so the Giladam is higher goles. Giladam is higher goles. Then there is a Shevi Kol V'Mezit. Shevi Kol V'Mezit, so is not Chayim Bolesina, but for a different reason than a Shevi Kol V'Mezit. A Shevi Kol V'Mezit is Potter of Mises, because is Potter of Boles, because he's not Chayim Danish of Boles. He's not Chayim. Mashiach and Shevi Kol V'Mezit. So he's not Gele, not because he's not Chayim that kind of Enish. That Enish is no kapora for him. It's not the Chaker. And the Nachmine between the Shevi Kol V'Enes and the Shevi Kol V'Mezit is a Shevi Kol V'Enes doesn't have to go to the Olympic Court, but if the Giladam kills him, the Giladam is high risk. Shevi Kol V'Enes. A Shevi Kol V'Mezit is not Gele because Goles is no kapora for him. But if the Giladam kills him, he's potter of this. So in other words, that's a shame for him. So, for example, what is a concrete example of a regular shege, of a shege called Reines, or a shege koreib lemezit? So the Gemara mentions an example. Let's say, somebody throws out a stone through the window into the courtyard, into the ashram. You know, in the courtyard there is a place where all the ashram is left for a certain time, and then somebody takes away the ashram. So if he throws out the stone into the ashram, and the ashram is an ashram asuyah ufonis, that regularly, several times a week, a man, a garbage collector, comes and clears the garbage, and then a certain person threw out a stone into that garbage, into that pile, and another person happened, the garbage collector, happened to be there, and he was killed. So then, if it's Ashpa Asuyah Lufonis, so he's not dealing with a mikvot, because it's a shame called the Mezit. It's a mikvot, is no kaporet for him. Or a mikvot is no kaporet for him. And then, if there is, suppose, It's an ashpo. So in other words, it's no kapore. And suppose the Giladam will kill that Ritzayach, it will be potter of Mizit. even though he didn't intend to kill it. He just didn't, it didn't occur to his mind that the garbage collector will be there in the Mikima Ashko at this moment when he threw out the stone. So he wasn't even looking, he threw out the stone through the window. So he's a shame probably. Suppose it's a Ashko Shino Osu Vifonisfal. Ashko Shino Osu Vifonisfal. It's never collected. It's in the courtyard, and no one, no garbage collector ever comes to collect. In other words, in order to clear the ashpo, so the Bible himself, the Malabayas himself, has to take it away. And he threw out his stone, and it just happened. A certain person happened to be there. Unexpectedly, there is a shady called Reines. He doesn't have to. He's not even Chayav Gos. He doesn't have to go to all the Mikot. He doesn't even have to go to all the Mikot. If the Geladam will kill him, he's a Ritziah. When will he be a Ritziah B'Shady who is Chayav Gos? And Gomez will be a Kamore, if ordinarily it's not also Nifanis. But sometimes it is Nifanis. In other words, if, let's say, the Ashpo, let's say, is taken away once a week, and then that garbage collector already collected the Ashpo, let's say on Wednesday. Now it was Friday, and he threw out his stone through the window into the place of the ashpa. And it just happened that the garbage collector came again to clear the ashpa. So in such a case, that I mentioned the examples that the Gemara mentions. So in such a case, he is Chayav Goles, and Goles is a kapon. His Goles is a kapon. So in other words, so we see that let's say the garbage vis-a-vis Israel, so the distinction between regular Shevet and Shevet Kol Remezi doesn't exist, because let's say somebody is Aveir, the Shevet, and Aveir for the Remezi of which there is Kores, so if he doesn't be Shevet, he is higher Chavos. So it doesn't make any difference whether he's a regular Shady, somebody's Mechal Shabbos, or he's Chayyim, or he's a Nikita Shady. Whether he's a regular Shady, so he's Chayyim Chabbos. Whether he's a Shady called Reines, he's still Chayyim Chabbos. Whether he's a Shady called Mezi, he's still Chayyim Chabbos. Let's say, suppose somebody is Mechal Shabbos, he forgets that he's Shabbos. He thinks it's something, it's Friday. It's Friday. So it's Chayyim Chabbos. Now, this is not the Shiri Kolomit, because what should we do? I mean, if somebody is in a mutter, ignorance of the law is no excuse, he should have known. But he forgot. He forgot the Shabbos. He thought it was Sunday. So, it's not the Shiri Kolomit. And it's not the Shiri Kolomit either. But it is a regular Shiri. He's Chayyim Chabbos. Suppose somebody is Mechal Shabbos. He doesn't know that it's also to be Mechal Shabbos. So he's a sheikh of the Mezi. But the Chatos is Chayyim. So in Kol Atere Kule, there is no distinction between sheikh of Leine, sheikh of the Mezi. Sheikh is sheikh, even though there are three types of sheikh. So every sheikh, each one of the three types of sheikh, so is Chayyim Chatos. Is Chayyim Chatos. So the regular sheikh, if, let's say, if he didn't know that it was Shabbos, he thought it was Sunday or Friday, So it's a regular sheikh, or if he didn't know that there is such a thing as one test moches, so in a muter, so the sheikh called the Mezi, he's still Chayyim Chatos. And then let's mention an example of sheikh called the Mezi. Now, there is a machlekes between Mumbes and the Chachomim, Tinik Shemishba bin Akum, and he was Mechal Shabbos. He was Mechal Shabbos. So Mumbes says that he is potter of the call when he does children. And but we pass through that is Chayyim Kol. So, but Krishna Ibn Akum is certainly not a regular Shevet. He is not an honest goal to be potter him or be Kol. But it's certainly Shevet Kol Reines, even according to the Chachamim of Mumbes, still the Chachamim of Mumbes say that he is Chayyim Kol. So we see that every Shevet is Chayyim Kol. Whether it's a Shevet Kol Reines, or it's a regular Shevet, or it's a Shevet Kol Reines, unless. So he's chayav chomer, unless he's an onus gomer. An onus gomer. So then he's poter of the chomer. But as far as chatur is concerned, there is no distinction between sheikir leines, regular sheikir, and sheikir chomer leines. In the Gator of Tzayat, there are three types. There are Shege, there are Shege colonies, there are Shege colonies. In the Gator of Neyach, so a regular Shege is potter. A regular Shege is potter of this. But a Shege colonies is higher. So what is the pshat? What is the pshat? Why do we say that in the Neyach? So a regular Shege, even if it's not a Shege colonies, but a regular Shege is also potter of Nisim, of Onshin. But Shege called the Mezi is Chayav Onshin. Mashenken in Yisrael, even the Shege called the Mezi is potter of Nisim. So the Pshat obviously is that vis-a-vis Yisrael, they are two Ptur. There is a Ptur of Onus, primarily Sassibobot, that Onus Rachmane Patra. And then there is a special Ptur of Shege. And vis-a-vis Israel, so in respect to Mise, so not only, so even if somebody is amazing, he knows that it's awesome, and he knows what he's doing, but if he didn't get a Asroye, so vis-a-vis Dineodom, in Onshin Dineodom, Mise Malkes is still considered Jacob. Mise is not Jacob, of course, he's a Roshe, if somebody, let's say, is Michal Shabbos, the Mezid without a soy, or it's Nevele, the Mezid without a soy, is the Roshi, is Posleides. But vis-a-vis Mise Malkes, so not only if he's a Shegek, so he's part of Mise, even if he's a Mezid, but in a Muslim, he's also considered as a Shegek. He's not a Mezid Gomor, if it wasn't done with a warning being given to him before he did the Ma'isabeh. So in other words, so Ligabe, in dealing with Israel, so there is a special tour of shame. Even if he's not an honest, Mashaik in dealing with Meneach, there is only a tour of honest. Now, the Rambam says, in the Chassidus, that Ishish Israel, She zins of shaking. Let's say she made a mistake. She thought she was having relations with the husband. She didn't take a look, and it turned out to be somebody else. So she mutaris l'bayim. So the Rambam says, why? But the Torah says, v'ilu yitfosah. Home it for some terrace. So there is no Xeras Akosu that is oil shazins of the shame in the terrace of Bible. Because Akosu only says, Ashes is oil shazins of the anus is the terrace of Bible. We heal loin it for some. Home it for some terrace, and it for some means anus. So why do we say, Zins of the shame is also the terrace of Bible? So the answer is because the Rambam says, Shehashgogo tzadeinus yesh. In other words, there are two types of onus. There is an onus gomo. Like a naam rosa. Shenenus. That's an onus gomo. She's not in mechitas. In other words, somebody was the answer, and it was besode. And I mean, she, there's no way of saving yourself from the manis. So it's not a fault. That's an honest gomo. But then, and that's mentioned in the pasuk, the lanara loisase gomo, kei lanara chet mishpat bomis, kasher yokum ish al reyu rotzoche kein hadogo hazeh. Then there is another halacha that the Rambam mentions in Siddur Torah, that's in Rosh Hashanah, in the parasha of Melech. So it's high missing. So the Vayosati is Ponai Banefesh Ahi. So the Tereskerim says, Banefesh Ahi, Hahigelo Yanuso, Hahigelo Shevi, Hahigelo Mutis. And the Rambam mentions it in Perkei Yuchas Yisei Da'atea. Chesi Avira. The Rambam says in connection with the three Aviras, that it's your Loy Avira, suppose it's over the Limeira, so it's part of Bonshi. So the Rambam says, Afimu Ritzicha, he says, Ilu Ritzicha. Rambam says in the Tei Yuchas, he said that Atei Aloche Dalet. וכל מי שנאמר ביהוי לא יעבר בו בבו למהר הקראת מחלוס השם ומויו בעשור מי ישראל הרי זה חילוס השם ברבים וביטו מצסה ששיפיר שהשם ויובר מצס לא יססה שיוכל להשם ויעבר פיכם תשאל הבאים אז אם לא כנו יסי ואם צורכוי מה השני מיסי ליסי בעזבי אפילו הור רק בעינס so the Rambam says here אפילו הור רק בעינס in other words there is a swore to say that if somebody was not Nisim Nefesh himself for Abu Zor and Arayis, he's Potter of Anshi. But if somebody was not Nisim Nefesh himself for Ritzicha, he's Chayash. Why should we say that? But it's Masha Rasham. So the Rambam tells us, Echidesh, Afluhor, Benis. No, needless to mention that if somebody failed to be Nisim Nefesh himself for Abu Zor and Arayis, he's Potter of Anshi. But even if he failed to be Nisim Nefesh himself for Ritzicha, he's also Potter of Anshi. Afluhor, Benis. שמלכינו ממיסים אלוהי ובצני ובאיבים ועשרוי שנאמר בני סי יזר אל המלך ונוסעתי אני אספונאי בו איש ההוא מפי השמו אלומדו ההוא לא יונוס ולא ישבת ולא ימותם ומה אם אבי אסכחובים שיחמו רוקה מן הכי הוא ילדי סובאינס אם נחייב קורס וימצא אותו למיסס בזני כאו לחיים אלו שאומיצו סמור את בתאירו ובראי אסוהים אלו הנער ויסס את דובו So he mentions two psukim as to why a bonus is spoken. Why does the Rambam have to mention the psukim? The answer is there are two kinds of bonus. There is an onus gomer of my having remembered, completely faultless. That kind of an onus is not only potter of Nisi or Malkus or Kores or Nisi Bishamayu, he is even potter of Tachos. Because Mukbe says that the Tinek Shemishba bin Akum, from Yoda Shehu Yehudi, then it becomes Chizal das Yehudis. It becomes about Tshuva, so Mumbe says, he is Potter of Echados. The Chachonim Achilles. And why does Mumbe say that he is Potter of Echados? Because Mumbe holds that the Tinek Shem Yishba bin Akum, Shem Yoda Shem Yehudi, so then he's an honest God, like a narrow Shezim Shemens. So it's not Chayach to say Chatos. So that's the Yerosh Nagmore in Shabbos. That Mumbe says, מייזית לבחוכנתי ושייבית לבחוכנתי מה שאין כאיתי כשנידו בן עקום ויודע שבס מילו so אין לי כחייתי what it mean אין לי כחייתי because he שייבית כזה חייתי is not a roshe because roshe the term roshe implies that he has culpable guilt not just guilt but culpable guilt but חייתי can be even בשגובה but if somebody is a chaytei, so he's bechuyim. So he's bechuyim to be tshuve. The Rambam says, in Perek Aleph Minuch HaShuve, the Rambam says, kol mitzeseseh shevateyo, bein ese bein leisese, imo varod amalachas mehem, bein mizod bein bein mishgogo, kishiyase tshuva liyoshet b'chatoye, chayot b'nisvadot od nechil bor. Why does the Rambam say bein mizod bein mishgogo bein bein es? So it's mashma, bein es not. If Nara Moroso was false and she had no, she was completely faultless, she got Mechieres to Tshuva. It's not a fault in any way. Why should she be Mechieres to Tshuva? Tshuva you have to do for something that is your fault. But if it's not a fault, of course, if she went to a place that she shouldn't go, she went to a place of Prites. And then she was Nenso, so then she is Mechieres of Yitzhuve. Then she is not an Anus of Muro. But if she's an Anus of Muro, of Malik, Havel and Meva, then she's not Mechieres of Yitzhuve. But Shgobo is a Chayte, and there's the Rosh Chagmor in Shabbos. Mezik Mikra Chayte, Mishaynik Mikra Chayte, Lafuke, Tidik Shemish Bo, Shemim Mikra Chayte. And the Chachomim who say, so someone who is an Anus Gobo, is potter even of chatos, not only of misi, The Chachamim say that it's Chayav HaChatos because the Chachamim hold that even a Kli Shemishu Bin Akum is not completely false. It's not completely false. Of course, Chas V'Shalom is not a Roshe, but the Chayte is in the same way as Isheyeg. He's a Chayte. He didn't know. He could have learned, so he knew. But he was raised by parents who didn't teach him. So what? So he could have learned anyway. It's not completely faultless. That's the reason as to why the Chachamim of Mumbai say that the Kli Shemishu Bin Akum is Chayav HaChatos. But the Rambam says that the Tzdukim who were raised by parents, Tzdukim, so they don't have a din of the Mumbai. If they were Sheikhet, Ibehemoth, and the presence of a Achelim who saw that the Shkutel is done properly, so it's not the veil. Why? Because they are Musi. But how can we be a Musi? The Rambam passes like the Chachamim of Mumbes. And the Mumbes who says there is an onus, so it's only a teacher each board that never heard of Das Hayim. But it's looking, they all know about the Kershav Alpeh, but they were raised in an atmosphere of apicosis. So they have a din. So why should they be considered as a Musi? The answer is, a Tilik Shemishbo is not an Onus Gomor, according to the Chachamim of Mumbes. But a din Onus, yes. So there are two kinds of Onus. There is an Onus Gomor. What's the definition of an Onus Gomor? My Hammer and Mebat, completely faultless, like a narrow Hammer or Soshen Onus. Besson, what could you have done? Completely faultless. So that kind of illness is a tool not only of Mise and Moses and Korah and Mise Bishamayim, but even of Hatos. The Gavri is not a Chetiv, the Naram Rosso is not a Chetaz. That's the Pshutish on Mikro. Kaka Sheyoku Mishal Reyu Utsochek in Adavazah. What is the Torah? What is the Torah trying to emphasize? Kaka Sheyoku Mishal Reyu. All right, there is a Roshek. But the Pshutish on Mikro, what's the Pshutish on Mikro? The Pshutish on Mikro, I think, is that the Naram Rosso is not a Chetaz in any way. Just as if one person kills another person. So no one will say that the victim is also a chayter. He allowed himself to be killed. If he could have saved himself and he allowed himself to be killed, didn't defend himself, he is a chayter. But if somebody is a victim and might have or never, he couldn't have helped it, he couldn't have defended himself, he's not a chayter. He's not a chayter anyway. So, Naram Rosso, Kashem Yoko Mishal Reyo, Uritzochek in Adam Raze, Eila Nara Chayt Mishpat Modes. She is not a chetaz, and you see in the sefri, Eilu Anara, Chet Milameit Shepoter Af Mechatos, Shepetur Af Mechatos. In other words, if the non is gomo, so then he's Poter of everything. But then there is another aloche. That's the posik Minesim Zari Amelik, Vinosati Ani Esponai Boi Shahu, Vipiashmu Alondu. Hawulu Yonus, Hawulu Shebeg, Hawulu Mite. So we deduce from this same passage a Ptur of Mute, a Ptur of Shebeg, a Ptur of Onus. Shebeg is a Chayter. Shebeg it is his fault. So in other words, that means that every Shebeg has a demons. But as far as Chatos is concerned, so demons is not enough to pattern him of Chatos. He has to be an honest gobble of my having merit, of being completely faultless. But as far as Mise and Moses, Kores, and Mise and Yishamayim are concerned, so it's not only an honest gobble spot of Mise, Moses, Kores, Mise and Yishamayim. Anyone who has a dinos, and every shaking has a dinos. That's the pshat in the Rambam. That is Yisroel Shemem Sobishem Sobishem Muteres Lebaila Shari Nemar Vyuri Nitriso Ho Nitriso Muteres Vyash Gobo Tzadeles Yeshbo. What do you mean Tzadeles? It's not Mamish Enonus Enonus Domo, but he has a Dinonus. So that's why the Rambam mentions both Psukim. He says the three Aveiras that is Yoyoy Aveir Imo Babu Nerak, so he's Potter of Onishim. So first, Afiru Hochad Beinez is Kotalonshi. So it's Mashmah from Rosh Hashanah that there is a slogan to be Mechalot and to say, Eilidam Nizore Beinez, even though he has to be Mishanevish himself. But if he wasn't, he's Kotalonshi. Mashain Kei, Ritzichel Beinez, if he wasn't Mishanevish himself. So his Chayim says, of a Mashmah, the Kibu Ritzichel Beinez, he is also Kotalonshi. So the Rambam mentions first the pasuk v'nosati esponai b'nishahi yahu v'loim eskei shei yuchite, and then he mentions v'nasar esasgava, because from the Rambam it appears that while the three averes is yahu lo yaveya, but there is a basic distinction between ritzicha amon hem and the avizor and the arayas and the other. Ritziche, so is Yom Yaveya because of my choses. So what does it mean, my choses? The life of the victim, the Akum Danus tells Ruben, you kill Shimon. If you don't kill Shimon, then we kill you. So my choses, I mean, Shimon's life is as precious as his life. So Mele, can it be considered an Onus Gomor? He cannot be considered an Onus Gomor. How can he be considered an Onus Gomor? Why? Because he did it in order to save his life, all right, but he killed somebody else, which is equally precious. So maybe an Onus Gomor he cannot be considered. But a Din Onus, yes. Because that's human nature. That's human nature. It's very difficult, you know, to resist such a circumstance of letting oneself. So our Pudin is considered honest. In other words, whenever a person does an avera, the most terrible avera, but because under the threat of being killed, he has a din honest. But is he an honest gomor? Is he hopeless? Mashiachim. So maybe we couldn't say that he's potter amitzad as a kosum of inu anaro chet mishpat moves. Because over there, the nara amroso is not in mechitas. She's not hopeless. What could she have done? She had no alternative. Mashiachim, he could have given up his life. It's not easy, of course it's not easy. But that was his chayim, that was his obligation. My chosis. So maybe he's not an honest gomor. But the reason as to why he's part of a function, because of another dinoviness, of dinosati esponai balech shahi, ahi beleinis, v'eshevi beleinite, eshevi kizachite, he's a chayte, but he has a din of onus. He has a din of onus. So that's why he's got that. Then he mentions the posuk of Manara Lisasidobo, because from the Rambam it appears, not all the Rishonim agree, that Enes, even though Avizorem Gilarayas, so Pikach Nefesh is not Deichadem, and even Mokneides, he has to give up his life, but Enes is Deichad in Israel of Avizorem. Is the Yechadisa of Arayas. But Mitzat Kiddush Hashem and Mitzat Chil Hashem, he's not allowed to be in the Avizore, even in Mokimines. But as far as the Isa, Avizore per se is concerned, so Enes is a Matya, is the Yechad, the Isa Avizore and Isa Arayas. Mashiachim can be gathered with Tziche, so Enes is not part of the Isa Tziche, because my choses. So that's why the Rambam mentions both of them. So the reason is why the Neach, regular Sheik Kobo in the Neach is put, and Sheik Kobo the Mezi, so the Neach is Chayim, say, what does Sheik Kobo the Mezi mean? Sheik Kobo the Mezi means he's negligent. He's negligent! He didn't intend, but he's negligent. So the Melech, by Israel, so besides the two of Onus, even the demons, so there is a two of Shlomo as such. So Mele, even Shemi called Mezit, has a demon of Shlomo. Has a demon of Shlomo. So he's cut out of Nisi. And of course, Mashiachim, the Neach. So the Ptur of Shlomo, there is no Ptur of Shlomo per se. Rabbi Neach, the Aloha of Shlomo was not mentioned in Rabbi Neach. But the din of onus, not only onus gomor, even the din of onus, applies to the Neach. So someone who has a din of onus is potter of onus. So if he's a regular shvabo, a full shvabo, then he has a din of onus. So the yach is potter if he's a full shvabo. But if he's in a mutter, she called lazy, if he's negligent, so then he doesn't have a din of onus. But his royal is potter of nisei because of the special tour of shvabo. But with Abu Neyach, there is no special tour of shvabo. So I think that when the Rambam said that certain shgobos, there is a chuvas hamishko, he has to be misame, that is the shgobo of him a mutter, where, let's say, he's a shady called lazy, and the bneiach for such a shgobo would be mechayim nisim. Yehoyim b'vilmi b'lomah. But by Israel, there is a special tour of shgobo. But in Dino Bonus, he doesn't have. So Mele sees he's a chorus of his best. So the halacha is the children in Kitra by themselves are not in Chapa, and in order to have a kaporet mule, they must have Yisurim. So in order to avoid Yisurim, there must be a substitute. So what is a substitute? Choose a mishko, tamius, for someone who is adapted to it. Oh, and if he's not adapted to it, so then he must do a lot of, he must indulge in Stockholm, there's a sort of things that are making negative Yisurim. That are making like this one. Mashiachin, it would be a regular shgobo. So then, besides the tour of shgobo, he is potter of onshin mitzad aloche of bonus, where he's alone, so then he doesn't require the soul in order to make a call. So that's why the Rambam mentions that only in the case of the imperious memory, the kisho, the shady, shall yoga shall also refresh the memory. Nisanem memyei, the mitzrichen liyeis. Ritzufim, Akol Shavua Shnei Yomim, Kin Sheini V'Chamishi, Uvelei Atayimis Oso V'Yayim U'Vosom, V'Mu Yuchal Nisanim. So let's say like today, when people are not strong enough to be Nisane, and it's also to be Nisane, Yivde Kol Yein Mimomim, Shevita Mizdok. I mean, that is based upon the Rabbi Yein and Shaitu. Ki Fi'irach Momim Sheyeshtem, Ki Oshia Yitnei Sech Tzas Yomim, V'Yein Shlehach Mia B'Chuvosim, יכול אמר בראשו סחוסו. So, the Ramon mentioned sitting the Rabbi. So, the Yonisho in the Tzricho Kapo. So, that is, so some of these came and raised the question, why is the Yonisho in the Tzricho Kapo? After all, the men and the women are both are equally responsible. V'nichrisu ha-nefoshesois, it's all right here, they're not Mizidis, they are Shegidis. But the same kapor that the man, the shegi, requires, so the woman, the shegeges, requires. So why? So they all ask the kashlo, the nisikeli, why does he say, v'yisho, eyutzir kapor, why only the man? But I think there is a very simple terence. In other words, the reason, as I said before, why do we say that the man requires a kapor? Because he doesn't have the dino bonus. He doesn't have a din of onus. He doesn't even have a din of onus. Not only is not an onus lomo, because hoyu v'milmi v'loma, but his potter of kores because shgobo, even shei kol amazing. So he's ishva has a din of shgobo of shei can his potter, but he's still an onus. He isn't. He doesn't have a din of onus. So mele, he requires a soul in order to be lady. Negative Yisurim, so yes, either man undergoing Chilas HaMishkal, or today the people are not adapted for Chilas HaMishkal, so he has to do that, he has to indulge in the things that are making negative Yisurim. He has to do a lot of Zlokke, it doesn't mean he has to do Zlokke. Every Jew has to do Zlokke, but this Jew has to do Zlokke over and above the degree of Zlokke that every Jew is in Chuyim, in order to be making against Yisurim. So, only because he's a Pesheya. So, why is he a Pesheya? He's a Pesheya because he should have known. He should have known. But as far as the issue is concerned, even if she is she in a position to make the husband be perished, it's up to him. It's up to him to be perished. And Kishra does. So, it's not within the control of the woman to be perished. Be Yevames. That's within the control of the man to be perished by Yevames. So the man is a pesheya, mashing in the woman. The woman, so she is not a pishas in any way. After all, the tashmish took place not some of the rest. So there was no avela involved in the tashmish. But the avela was involved in the way in the priest. So he is in a position to be perish, but she was not in a position to be perish, to be perishes. So she is an anusa. She might even be an anusa bua, not only a dinomus. So that's why he says in its little kapoor, because the ishe is an anusa bua. Now the Rambam says, now when we say, when in other words, so that means an anus gombo doesn't even require a kapoor, an anus gombo. But the Rambam in Perush Mishnah in Yumi and the rest of Mishnah, so he says, "Is man she b'samikdo shoyin kayom, so he amishdaleyach on mechapir al hakir al akalis or achmuris, ben b'mezi ben b'shevin ben b'mez." So the Rambam says, the Rambam verse implies that Ines also requires kapor, and don't we say al chid shechaton b'chamecho b'Ines u'mishkoro? We say it in the video. So that means that the Ines also requires kapor, but that seems to be inconsistent with the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Aleph in Chas Tshuva Aleph Aleph Kol Chatoim Shvateiro Kishi Yaseh Yisom Kishi Yoshu is Ben Yizodim Ben Yizgobo. So it's all Chas Tshuva is Kishi Yaseh Tshuva Chayet Yisvadis. So Ines he doesn't mention, but we say Ben Ines Al-Chit Shachdol Fanecho Ben Yizgobo. The answer is there are two kinds of ways. There is an Ines Gombo. Yeah, an Ines Gombo like an Aram Rosh Hashanah of the Ines, or like but there is another a dinogamus, like let's say if somebody forced him, like Damusim, who were forced, you know, to embrace Christianity, otherwise they would get killed. So they were mechuyev to let themselves be killed. But still there were a number of Anusim in the time of the Inquisition who did not have the courage to go out to Kiddush Hashem. So so the Rebosh says they were kosher eides, because only Chachmah Lepatre, they were not anusim gmurim, they only had the din of anus. They only had the din of anus. That kind of anus is sort of kapor, but Voyisho, she is an anus of gmuro, and it's richo kapor. Vim shimsho, shalem bishas vesto, umotzo achar tashmish dam, afil nimtzo alei chalei, mikroides. What does it mean? Why do you say, afil nimtzo alei chalei? Because if it is nitzo alei chalor, so the Gemara says in Ida we learned it that only if he found it kishio beset. So in other words, if the aid was already in her hands available and immediately she was mikaneach, that's the shio beset. But if it's more than the shio beset, then we cannot know that she was in Igor Bishastashi. But suppose he finds dam on his piece of cloth, So that means that it came from her. So it wasn't after. So then we are sure that she wasn't pure Sonido after the Tashmish, after the conclusion of the Tashmish. Because if she would be pure Sonido after the conclusion of the Tashmish, he would be finding Dam on his piece of cloth. So she could find Dam on her piece of cloth, but he couldn't find Dam on his piece of cloth. So in other words, that means, so it's a raya mochachas, that she bishastashlish, she was already a leader. So still is mikreines, and on his gomo, because if she was pierced on leader in the midst of the tashlish, and it wasn't some of the best law, so did they do anything wrong? They didn't do anything wrong. So my had a leva, so it's exactly like Nara Moroso. She's in Sovenes. What could she have done? Not only a Dinenes, but Mamishenes on his Gomo. So it's Mikrainis, it doesn't require any Kaporo. Afil loy bot kotchilo. Afil loy bot kotchilo. Veinom tzchen kaporo loy hu loy hi. Now, that is, so that Ramor, that's in Mordechai Gorosh, Bishem Ramor Rupinah. Now, that is reference to the woman who has a vesicle. But the Tashmish was Shaloi Bishasvas, not Tomahubas. So they didn't do anything wrong. So Mele, they are losing Murim, they're not even Chai Bechatos. But suppose it's a woman who has a vesicle. Who has a vesicle. So there is Alochel, there is Zartan, there is Israel. So we can absorb in Israel, she if we so we should say him, some of the best or so is the Huyev to be Paris Minister. Suppose he was not Paris Minister. And then in the midst of the Tashmish, she became a Lidor. She became a Lidor. So the Morgan Shue says, if a woman who was Pierce on Lidor in the midst of the Tashmish, and the Tashmish was some of the best, or in as much as there is Aloch of Azor in Israel, she knew Chris and Mishisayim, so then they are both Chayev Echatos. They are both Chayev Echatos. So the Ram in Shuez, he says, Bishoyne, according to Rav Netan, who says that the Drosh of Azor is in Israel, in Israel. So, the Azor, the Israel, she knew Chris and Mishisayim, some of the best, is it Hoshim, who are. So we understand this why they are Chayyachatos. Did you not tell me? They are not a Musim. They are only Shevigim. They are only Shevigim. They are not a Musim. But according, so that's why they are Chayyachatos. But according to the Rishayim, who say that it's not Machte, so Midrash says there is no Aloche of being pale in some of the rest. So Midrash says he was allowed to be born. Even though it was some of the best, let's say her best is on the 25th day, and the Tashmish was on the 25th day, it's only Mr. Rabbanon. Then why are they Chayyav Chatos? After all, for Mr. Rabbanon, they're not Chayyav Chatos. So the Ram says, I mean, that's another portion. So from that Gemara, we can deduce a new halacha that if a person does a certain aveira, does a certain aveira unintentionally, and you can say he's anonymous, but if he had acted according to the deen, so this wouldn't have happened to him. And the only reason as to why it happened to him, is because he didn't follow up the deen. So then he's not anonymous. He's not anonymous anymore. He's not anonymous. Because onus, in other words, in order to be potter him of the chatos, so it's not enough to have the demons. He has to be an onus gomo. What does onus gomo by definition mean? Onus gomo means my havelimeth, completely faultless. So if someone is boar ishte, shaloim bishas vesto, so maybe he's allowed to be boalished. So my hammer never. What else could he have done? To be paid richly all the time. That itself could have been never at all. So he didn't do anything wrong. So he's mamish like an Aram Rosso Shenemson. My Abba will never. Mashem came if it is some of the rest. So through Midraisim. So he is Mutal of Yoram. But the Chachomim of Zakeh in the Tosel of Yoram. And when someone, when the Chachomim, when there is a Yisrael Rabbonon, so he doesn't mean, as a matter of fact, we have that Gemara, that is Gemara in Yivomis, and it's also Gemara in Yish, Kol Amkayim Bil Chachomim, Nipcho Kodesh. So the Gemara asks, Umishayim Kayim Bil Chachomim, Kodesh Udom Nipcho, Rosh and Namal Nipcho, Bit Mio. So in other words, it means, if somebody is either a Bil Chachomim, he's a Rosh, he's not a Rosh, to be possible, he is Bil Chayse, but he has a Shem Rosh, he's Shem Chayti and Rosh, the God. So what does it mean? It does it. That word, it means that if somebody, let's say, eats the way it was a dying, that's only the Rabbah, to eat the way it was dying. So it doesn't mean. Neither I say, is it Tzadigon, is it Chofetz Chaim? Neither I say, is it Chofetz Chaim? But with the Rabbah, is a Rosh. There is no such thing. Neither I say, I am a Tzadig. And with the Rabbah, I am a Rosh. If I am a Rosh, with the Rabbah, I am a Rosh, with the I say, I am not a Rosh to be postulated. That requires a special type of a Rosh, certain Avedas. But I am a Rosh in the Reis. Because since there is a Loche of Al-Piyatira She-Yerucho, so everything that the Chachomim HaMisakeh becomes part and parcel of the Torah. So if somebody is either a Mitzvah Rabbonon or is Mivater a Mitzvah Rabbonon, he is a Chayim in the Reis. So Mimele, he cannot say, my Adol and my Bad. So he's not on his Gomor. This is the Aloche that the Ram deduces from that Gemara. In other words, that if somebody is nichshol in Avera, but is nichshol in that Avera because he did an Avera in the Rabbah. Let's say if a woman went to a party that is in which indecent people participated, and then she was raped. This is something that happened. That happened more than once. So she will still have a dina bonus. She will not be chayav smise. But an anus of muro she is not. Because an anus of muro is only a person who is completely faultless. But if he did something wrong, and if the person hadn't done that which is wrong, whether it's with the Eise wrong or with the Rabbana wrong, it doesn't make any difference. So it wouldn't have happened. So there is not an honest one. He is not an honest one. He is not an honest one. If a person goes to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then he gets up at 11, after the man Krishna, he cannot say, I'm an honest one, Rahman Patri is not an honest. He should not have gone to sleep so late. Honest Gomo is only when he's completely faultless. But if he's not completely faultless, he's not an honest government. So he says, but Mimship Shoshaloy Mishas Vespa, Umotza Acharatash Mishdam, Afununza Rechale, Mikrainis, Afunibot Katrilo, Vinitzkan Kapo, Loy Hurbe Loyi. Now, there is a Chuve in the Hude, a remarkable Chuve, Simon Pivot. So the Hude discusses the case of a man who was born in Shtay. And that woman did not have a vessel of water. And she didn't make the bikkur before Tashmish. And then she was pierced on Yuda Bishas Tashmish. So the Shaila was, the Yuda was made from Yuda, whether they require a kapok, the Yuda and Sahom. So, in other words, the Yuda said in the Chuba, that depends upon the Machlokes Kesheim between Rashi and Rach. Now there's the next sinner. You see, whether a woman that has no vesek kavua, so according to the Rach, according to the Rambam, according to the Rosh, so then she requires a tikkun before Tashmish, not allowed to have Tashmish without making a tikkun first. According to Rashi, Kaitzeh, the Raivet, and the Shach, Pastor, she doesn't require a tikkun. So the Buddha says, I need it, don't be stubborn. According to the Rach, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, that a woman who has no best good one. So requires a tikkun before Tashmish. And this couple, did not make a bikkur before Tashmish, so the melee, that means they were in their Nisan Rabbanon. Had they complied with Nisan Rabbanon, so possibly they would not have been Nisan. We don't know, but it's very possible. It's very possible. In other words, if, let's say, it all depends, if she was Pearson Nido Bishas Tashmish, so then, even if they made a bikkur, even if she made a bikkur, she would have found herself clean, because she felt she had the aversion that she was pierced on Nido in the midst of the Tashmish. So if she had she made a bikkur a minute before the Tashmish, so they would have been clean anyway. But suppose in the midst of the Tashmish she felt that there was already down the Visachis in the vagina canal. So in other words, so then it's very likely that had she made a bikkur a minute before Tashmish, she would have detected that rears down. So the Meila, that means that according to the Rach, so the only reason as to why they were nirshul in this chores is because they had not acted out of the din. If they acted according to the din and then with the Rabbanon, they wouldn't have been nirshul. So the Meila require a kapora. But according to the way we pass through, like the Shach, like Rashi and Tinsus, not like the Mechaber and Ramot, in the next Simen, so the Meila, that means they were not. We have to make a bikkur. As a matter of fact, many Rishayim say, not only she's not mechuyevet to make a bikkur in the Tashmish, she's not allowed to be shown in the head, even if so the neighbor might have a remember, what else could they have done to make a bikkur for Tashmish? She's not even allowed. And even if she had been allowed, as long as she's not mechuyevet to make a bikkur, so it's might have a remember. So this is what we're saying. All right, now. Simen Kuf Tevah. Now, I expect that to go over the Mechaber also. Mechaber and Ramon and Shach. But we should go over the two. Kol Yisho Shein Asuka B'Tayas. Pio Sherashe Shein Yitzricho Dika Lebayo. Afilei Modese. That's following the shot in the Trash and Anishis. The last piece of the morning, in the first page. So, what does it mean? Whether Mandi mas noho, mas noho. So according to Rashi's pshat, Mandi mas noho, mas noho, it means that Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel is reference to a Misho that is Asuka B'Tayas. But according to Rashi's pshat, it means that Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel is reference to a Misho Shein Asuka B'Tayas. So there is a machlekes. A machlekes amoroi is whether a Misho Shein Asuka B'Tayas, like the notion today, Eimo Beset, whether she requires bikkur for Tashmish or not. So it still does not necessarily mean that we pass Lag Mandoma. So there, we can pass Lag Mandoma, that's Zichot. But according to Rashi Pshat, so there is no basis for such issue. So, Pio Sher Rashi, she would Zichot bikkur Baila. Afilei Lomes, Virach Kosak, according to Rach, so we could pass either way. But Rach pass means Lag Mandoma, Mandoma ho, Mandoma ho. So one Mandoma says, I'll leave it in Shmuel, that Isha Shein Oveset will buy the Tzrichot Bikkur. One Mandoma, I'll leave it in Shmuel, says, hey, the Tzrichot Bikkur. And the two mentions, in the name of the Rach, that he passes like the Mandoma, I'll leave it in Shmuel, the Tzrichot Bikkur. The Rach Kosa Kim Shein Oveset, after the Bible, Asher Atzi Kipi. The Kosa Vadei Yomiza, I'll leave it in Kipi Osher Asher. El Oshem Ulan, I'll leave it in Hoke. Ki Dibre Rach, Dibre Kabolehem. Vihar dike pirish rabautes shebideke zahatashmish ki vihu im ose sekein gimu tom vinitzo dam al shalei oi al shalo gimu tom tei tzeva loik suba vein lo lo mizeines loi peveis vini glories. So in other words, that's the tools pshat in the lead, because there are all kinds of pshat in the lead. But the tools pshat in the leaf is that the leaf, because we say, Omar Shmuel, Alochek Rav Chanan ibn Antignes, and what does Rav Chanan ibn Antignes say? He tiknuo in Yifsuo, according to the to the Rams and the Balaturims, Pshat and the Reeves. So the Reeves says that what Chanan Antigonus is saying is that if a woman has no Reset, so the first 3 beers after Nisuin, so he has to make a Dike Lachatashmish. He has to make a Dike Reachatashmish. So Pirush Habal Meshe Dideke Zahatashmish. He be who? He Moshe Kekei Gino Pomi. So the two overlimations about this Pshat, the first 3 beers. The Mas Dikes, he only mentions Dikes Lachatashmish. He doesn't mention Dikes Lifnei Tashmish. But only Leachatashmish. Only Leachatashmish. As a matter of fact, you'll see there is a machlokes between the Bes Yosef and the Dark Nation. You'll see it, I mean. The machlokes, you look over the Bes Yosef, you'll see. The Bes Yosef says that the Reeve, even though the Reeve doesn't spell out a Bdike with Neitashmish in the first 3 beers after Nisuin, but he means that anyway. He means that anyway. The Dark Nation says no. The Reeve spells out only Bdikes in the first 3 beers, Leachatashmish. He doesn't mention, he doesn't spell out Bdikes with Neitashmish in the first 3 beers, so that means that even the first 3 beers, Lachanisuni, she only has to make a Dike, a Lachatashmish. But before Tashmish, not. According to Akhanishim. From the Russian of the two, it's Mashma, like the Akhanishim. Not like the Bes Yosef. Because the two says, Pirish Rabautes, they have Dike, Pirish Rabautes, she be Dekes Achatashmish. He may who, he Moses came, him upon him. We need to come on Shaloi, on Shalom, him upon him, takes him to Iksuba. They know, because then she is very Dabach Mustashmish, she cannot live with her. They know, when we say this, when we pay this, when we go in, when we give him upon our Bilike, when we need to, Loi Bishalom, the Loi Bishalom, the Chopam Arik Chalamashim, and Muteres, the Loi Bike. So, no more Bikes. But the first 3 beers, there is a Bike. There is a requirement of Bike. So, does the Torah mention the first 3 beers, there is a requirement of the Bike of Mitashmish? He doesn't mention it. So it's mashma pashas aloshim. It's mashma from the Torah and the Dark Nation, not like the Bes Yosef. Because the Bes Yosef says that even though the Reeve doesn't spell out a Dikel with Neitashmish in the first 3 years at the Nisuin, but he means it anyway. But, so pashas aloshim of the Torah is like the Dark Nation. Alright. So that is one pshat. That, and they mention it in the Reeve. That pshat. And that's the pshat of the Rambam, that's the pshat of the Rashba, and they all mention it, the Rambam, the Rashba, and the Ram. The three of them mention that pshat in the Reeve. In the Reeve. So it's their own pshat, but they mention it in the Reeve. And Pashtes Alosh of the Rambam and the Rashba is, I mean the Rashba, Rambam and Rambam. I don't remember, but the Pashas Aloshim of the Rashba is that only Bdike Lachatashmish the first 3 years, but not Kedem Tashmish, like the Akhenish, not like the Bes Yosef. And Pashas Aloshim of the Torah is also there. Alright. Then, the Chelikos of Aram, Elo Sheheisi, Adayim Bdike Achas Lo, Kedem Kol Tashmish Vitashmish. Now, one can be misled by the Lashon of the Torah, because if somebody doesn't know that she is a Rambam, he could think, he could be deceived into believing that the Torah is saying that according to the Rambam has the same shita as the Reeve. In other words, that a woman who has no Veset, so a woman has no Veset, so she has to make a Dike only the first 3 beers after the Tashmish, but the Rambam is even before Tashmish. Even before Tashmish. But that is not the Rambam Shite. The Rambam Shite is that a woman was no best kavua, so she is mechuyeves to make a Dike Kedem Tashmish and after Tashmish. And after Tashmish, not only she is mechuyeves to make a Dike, but he too, the husband too, is mechuyeves to make a Dike. So how is it? So in other words, so how is it that the Torah says he says the chilkos la hamba moshe isi badayim ke'achas lo kingdom kodash mi'vitash. The answer is the Torah doesn't mention a dike after every tashmish, every beer, even after 50 years. Not like the Shinas of Eve, that only the first 3 years, so she has to make a dike after tashmish. But the fourth beer after Misuin, so after tashmish, she doesn't have to make any beers. So, but the Rambam Shita is after every tashmish. The reason is why the Torah mentions and he doesn't say because the Shiras Rambam is a Yochi. He has that chumrah that even if a woman has it as a chumrah. So every woman is mechuyeves to make a bdike after every tashmish, even if she has a blessed kubwa. So the Torah couldn't say, Elo she'isi badayim bdike achas, acha kol tashmish v'tashmish. Because then it would imply only vis-a-vis a woman who has no blessed kubwa. But the Shiras HaRambam is as far as bdike l'acha tashmish, so even a woman who has a blessed kubwa, after every tashmish, she is mechuyeves to make a bdike. So we couldn't say heisi v'dayim dike acha kol tashmish v'tashmish, because that applies to every woman, even a woman who has a blessed kavua. But the Shiras HaRambam means that vis-a-vis a woman who has a blessed kavua, so it's only obligatory to make a dike after every tashmish. But prior to the tashmish, it's only the chassidus. There is no chiyuv. That's in regard to a woman who has a blessed kavua. Masha'im came, if she has no blessed kavua, then it's obligatory upon her to make a dike before tashmish. That's why the Torah says, "Elo she'isi v'dayim dike achas lo kedem kol tashmish v'tashmish." So in other words, in respect to the dike with no tashmish, he says that the Rambam requires. So there, the Rambam requires prior to every tashmish, not only the first 3 days, but all her life, even after 50 years, if she's still a woman who has no regular cycle, so she has to make a dike before every tashmish, before every year. This is the excess in the Rambam Shite, the extra chumra in the Rambam Shite, over and above the Shite of the Rambam, even though the Rambam is machmir, that she has to make a dike l'acha tashmish after every B.A., but that applies to every woman, not only a woman who has a blessed sheni kavua, even a woman who has a blessed kavua. So in other words, so that means they are two pshat in Rav Chanan ben Antigonus. One pshat in Rav Chanan ben Antigonus is the pshat that is mentioned by Rambam, the Rashbo, the Tur, in the Rit, the Ram, in the Rit, that she does not have to make any dikes all the time, but only the first 3 beers. And the first 3 beers, she makes the dikes after tashmish, after the first 3 beers. How about the first 3 beers? Is she mechuyeves to make a dikes in tashmish? According to the Shita, so there is a machlokes between the Bais Yosef and the Akimeshi. And from the Torah, it's mashma, like the Alchemist, that only Rach, and there is the Shita of the Rach and the Rambam, that she is mechuyeves to make dikes kedem tashmish and lacha tashmish after every day, not just the first 3 days. And then he says, ve'avadim yom ha'orz al-kosav shebidekes panachas kedem tashmish u'panachas acha tashmish. And the Rosh agrees with the Shita of the Rach, but the Rosh says that Rav Chanan Antigonus requires a woman who has no blessed kavua, even with bylaw, to make a dike kedem tashmish every year, even 50 years later, all her life, as long as she has no regular cycle. So the dike kedem tashmish and the dike lach tashmish. So it's like the Rambam, but there is one difference. According to the Rambam, the dike lacha tashmish has to be made right, not only by the woman, but the husband too. There's the Rambam shita. And that chumrah of the Rambam applies even to a woman who has a basic kavurah. So after every tashkish, after every beer, so he has to be bathing himself with a piece of cloth, and she has to be bedekes herself with a piece of cloth. But that is the Rambam shita. I mean, the other shita, the achirim, can they say there is no dikeh? There is no dikeh by the bar after tashmish, only by the mishnah. V'chein tase kol yomer shalayim amasur lishamish gulad dikeh. V'imur te koshtei shepom yisrael v'achos tashmish oz asur lishamish leilom v'itei tzibrik sur. But then there is a third shita. Then the Torah doesn't even mention. That's the shita of Rashi and Tesis. And the Raibe, the Baranevesh, and the Shach passes like that chief. And that's the meaning, like the Shach. The Mechaber mentions two Shites, one the Shite that is mentioned by the Ramban and the Hashbo and the Ram, only the first three beers, but after the first three beers, if all the Dikas were clean in the three beers, so then she can have tashmish without dikeh, and then the other shite, the shite of the Rach and the Rosh and the Rambam, that all alike she has to make a dikeh with me tashmish and lacha tashmish, and it seems that the Mechaber is disposed towards the first Rosh, which is the shite of the Rambam and the Rosh and the Rambam, not only the first of these, and the Rambam also like the first Rosh. But the sheet of Rashi, Tesis, and the Raimet, neither the Mechaber nor the Ramon mentioned it. But the Shach is machia like the sheet of Rashi, Tesis, and the Raimet, that she doesn't have to make any dikeh. Not only doesn't, according to the Shach, not only doesn't she have to make a dikeh, she is not allowed to make a dikeh. Like a woman who has a vessel. So, shall we eliminate her? Maybe the Baal will become inhibited and he will start suspecting her that she has many rias, that she keeps it as a secret, she doesn't tell him. So that's the Achoy of the Shach. Alright, we'll go over tomorrow, we'll go over Simen Kuf Pevod, Mechaber and Ramo, and then we should go over the Gemara, Daf Samach Bo, the pricing of Reyes Dam Achmas Tashmish, with Rashi and Reyes. And I expect to, of course, to cover Simon Kuf Pevod, Mechaber and Ramo and the Shach, and to start Simon Kuf Pezalim in the Torah. Simon Kuf Pezalim in the Torah. But in order to understand the Torah and the Mechaber, Simon Kuf Pezalim, you have to go over very carefully the Gemara of Samach Vov, that price of Roasso, Gimu Pomu, Machmasach. Now, the Pchines in the Kvoyes were finally marked, so Mr. Baum has them, and now the last year in Yuchas Midah will be Ante Zion Beor, that a week from this coming Thursday will be the last year. Now you are not going to finish Yuchas Midah by a week from this Thursday. So when Yeshiva begins again, when Storm begins again, Monday, Dalad Elul, so then we'll resume in the Mizrach Kishir, so of course we'll start overcome what will be Mamshir in Yechas Midah, and will be Mamshir in Yechas Midah till after Sukkot. And why after Sukkot? You will take the Pchine in Yechas Midah, Mizrach Kishir in Yechas Midah, and there will not be any extension. But this is the same. In other words, the last Shia will be a week from this Thursday, Tezayin Yom. The reason as to why Tezayin Yom did not Tezvot Biyom, because actually, on Tezvot Biyom, according to the modern world Basri, we should start learning with more Asmodi. So, but unfortunately, in this country, we cannot do that. So the Chol HaKoches, we shouldn't stop them. And that's what we are. So the rest Shia will be Ante Zion Beor. Okay. What is that? No, it's exactly possible.
Without the
Sakosa, we wouldn't know. Then, according to the Rambam, it's allowed, not only Din that is not Rabbanshin.
It's allowed.
But without the Rambam, we still need the...
Yeah, but it's not a
rule of Chatos. What could you do? All right, we could say it all, right? It's a swore, we don't quit our prison. But what's wrong with bringing it home?
Shir Mem Dalad in Nida, Yor Dea, Zayin of Hetov Shir Mem Beis, July 27, 1982,
on Tuesday. So that's a Gemara in Shavuos. So it's a Mishnah in Shavuos. Kesa tiase nei tzipone ragwa v'oret zishaya v'loibisho ashi yom yisayi v'ero peiris v'i v'meiz v'yimori pachat v'rete esal adiro shebo yod v'yis mechol rot rak yis mechol ragwa v'yod. In other words, that he shouldn't be peiris v'i v'mekushin v'yis mechol ragwa v'yod v'sholayen v'men v'im peirish v'menu v'kishu v'shegei sholayod asho osom v'fus v'menu sholayod asho osom v'fus v'menu. So, in other words, the halacha means that if she spills a nido at the time of the tashmish, so then the amchuyah of the peiros is beiva mes. If the peiros is beiva mikushe, so the prishin itself is a ma'isa din. But suppose he didn't know that din. He was a imamuta. So he's a shegei, but yisame memye, v'yitzichin liyis ritzupi. Rakon Shavua, Shnei Yomi, Kinshene V'Chamish. Kinshene V'Chamish. I mean, this is the Tshuva Samishko, as it is called. The Rebbeza Gamayze, the Keach, discusses all these things. I mean, so the strange thing about it is, I mean, what's the purpose of the Tshuva Samishko? That Rebbeza Gamayze discusses for certain areas. Because Chayavikores, he says, basically, so Tshuva is not Mechaper, and even in Kippur is not Mechaper. In order to have a Kaporet Mure, there must be Yisur. So, but, so in order,